Thank you. But Thank you. Thank you. the quality my relationship has changed. A lot of teams in 2013, but we have fast track the policy, and I'm very sure we'll be ending this one well under the implementing in September 2013. Now, what I want to do to make a difference is to change the integration of the work. If we didn't have the qualification of development, we could have the assessment of the assessment quality partners. So we put our number of qualifications limited, the number of assessment quality partners approved would also be limited. Again, because we have our processes and integration things in place, we should have done things that we should do as well. And again, if we look at the situation that we do have systems in place for accreditation, I think that's obviously really important to us. And again, to show you the link that the two of you can assess that qualification is okay, they can, if you don't have any qualification, you don't have any providers or assess or credit, but I don't expect that to improve as you increase the number of qualifications that are registered. Now, we also are responsible for the historic related qualifications, so that means that whatever qualifications are already in place, they remain active, so they have to be monitored, so we've done well with that. But now what we have to do is take those, which is more than 1,000, we've got 2,200 of those historical qualifications on the books. And so that's what we have to see, because we want all of those 2,000. Now those 2,000 need to be converted to the occupational qualifications, because now they're based on new standards. We could move on to a thousand of that, we put a team together, we analyze all 2,200 of the qualifications, and we thinking about how we want to handle it, but we cannot just go ahead and repeat the qualifications. We want to talk to our partners and our leaders to say, this is what we understand to be dormant, not to be passive, or to passively convert it to a new project. Are you in agreement with us? We have to have conversation with people who will take over the qualifications that they're using and will destabilize the system. And if I could now turn over to the CEO to talk about this financial aspect.
Chair, honorable members, thank you very much. This is an additional scheme that we got just to do of state level funding. As the speaker has already alluded earlier, we can comfortably say that the university board is now well funded, adequately funded, to be able to fulfill the mandate. In the past, the executive was not able to appoint staff members because the budget was not adequate, was not enough. But right now, we can comfortably say that we are in a position to be able to fulfill the function and to be able to execute activities as well as a mandate. The slide just gives a statement of the MTF budget. 2013, right through 2015-16, you will realize that 2015-16 are basically estimates. And looking at the revenue side, our original allocation from the DHT ended up to 1,412,000. And then we did receive communication from National Treasury to say that an amount of 335 was added to the budget, which took the allocation to about 21,747,000. Then we have, I think the CEO also professed earlier that due to not being able to be in operation, the future was not able to spend funds in the previous financial year. Therefore, they were rollovers from the previous financial year. There was a 7 million approved rollover, 7,526 million, and approval was granted accordingly by National Treasury. So if we take the right allocation plus the rollover, it takes us to about 29,275 million. Yeah.
and the other performance plan. The group is the management strategy that you have to put in.
Thank you very much for having me. Yes, I'm glad that we can correct.
although we are finalizing the new process, we have advertised for our own open space. We hope that in about months to come, which is the next time, we will have moved to our new building. So the issue with IT infrastructure, it is quite true. It is a difficult exercise to buy servers where you don't expect to put those servers. So we have actually involved the value of the servers and we are in the new building. Right now, we Thank you. that I put out in Canada, rented the building and the identity, and then we can then be put forward to the application so that we don't have to think of such a spending on our budget. And I think that the issue about the audit committee, maybe that one, we also need to have the audit committee is available in place. And speaking with Dandy and actually other subcommittees of council, and I think that's to confirm that. Thank you for having the question that I've had to finish up before 11. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Gracias. of the left.
area of the area of priority of the National Skills Plan, as identified in the National Skills Development Strategy, is the work with the human resource development community of South Africa, where the deputy president and the chairperson of the Ministry of the Program agrees on specific targets and also on specific
Thank you.
about the Thank you.
electricity.
To the meeting and
I guess I have to put it in there. development. There's a lot of money that's with us.
who don't get offense. But the other one,
having money to accept education that has been so much fun, that is the intercountry.
provide the kind of system that will enable anyone in the parent waking up at 12 midnight to know where to take their child and irrespective of what they left the basic education training system. One would say there's a lot of value for the funds that have been deployed in the various areas, especially in the education system, with lots of improvements. the students and after they ask the registered colleges were asked not to tell our students. And in that situation, we have worked with many of the colleges to ensure that we put in the relevant amount of resources to meet the number of students that are enrolled in the various programs. We do understand the challenge of the SCV being very dominant in the
calculate the amount of money that has been put today. Thank you. money. So I want to put a better priority on it.
I think the every